You're listening to the Stress and the City podcast, a self-care resource for women navigating toxic relationships and stressful lives.
I'm Brittany Nicole, your host and podcast BFF. In each episode, I teach strategies for creating a life that turns you on. So, my friend, if you're ready, get your tea and take notes. This is Stress in the City.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Stress in the City. I'm excited to get into today's topic because, one, this is my life currently, but I also feel like I got a little bit to share on this topic as somebody who is quite fond of their own company. So a few episodes ago, I shared that I'm going through a pretty ugly divorce, and that is not fun, of course, but I have to say I am very proud of the way that I have been taking care of myself mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially, like with my boundaries. I gotta say, your girl's doing pretty good considering. So that's what this topic is about today, is taking care of yourself after a breakup, which can be difficult to do. So let's get into it. First of all, I've got to give credit to Dita Von Teese, because years ago, this was before I was married, I might have even been a teenager, I don't know. I've always loved old movies growing up, and like that old Hollywood kind of vibe and style. And somehow I stumbled across Dita Von Teese and became obsessed with her. So I would watch every interview that I could find, literally, even to this day, I have seen every interview of Dita Von Teese there is. I digress. Anyway, on an interview, she said she was talking about her process after breaking up. And one of the things that she said that stuck with me is like, she always learns something new after she breaks up with somebody. Like, she takes on a new hobby. I believe she said at that time, like, she decided, I don't know if this was her breakup from Marilyn Manson or not, but whatever. She said in the interview, she was like, okay, I'm going to learn to ride a horse. And that stuck with me, that I wasn't even in a relationship. I had never even broken up with anybody at that time. But for some reason, her saying that to me, I was like, I think that's some good advice. Like, using that time, like doing something with that time. That stayed with me. It is serving me now. And, you know, I think it's great advice, because people often stay in relationships for many reasons, but stay in relationships way past their expiration date because of the fear or discomfort of being alone. Now, I am many things and I have many struggles, but that is not one of them. So I feel like I can confidently share some advice on how to make this time to yourself really, really worthwhile, even if your heart is broken. Relationships take energy, right? Obviously. And they should. It's not a bad thing at all. But if we look at this like completely just from an energy allocation standpoint, you now have more resources to devote to whatever you want. Whatever you want. What are you going to do with those resources? What if instead of being afraid of being alone, you could be curious? Be curious about who you are and what you want out of life. And guess what? You can still want a relationship in the future, but what else can you want? This is like an excellent time for you to set new goals for yourself and start coming up with a plan to achieve them. I would say, if you feel bad about being alone, I invite you to reframe your solitude as a gift. Even if it doesn't feel like that, just try that thought on, practice it, and like see how you feel after a little while of saying, hey, This time I have to myself is great. That's time for me. You now have full autonomy of your time. And time is the most expensive currency there is, my friend. It's the one thing you can't get back. There is always more money, but there is never more time. And you and me, we got a lot of time right now. Me time at that. So how are you going to spend it? I'll tell you what I'm doing. I have a vision book. I know that sounds corny. I'm telling you it's not. If you're not into the vision book, vision boarding life, you need to. You plan yourself, okay? Anyway, I have a vision book. I'm not a paper girl, so I use this app called GoodNotes. And what I do is every year I create a new book. I use like a digital planner template that I got on Etsy, and I create pages with pictures of things that represent the goals that I have or the things that I want to do in life. It could be goals that I have for my career or goals, you know, places that I want to travel, etc. And it's something that I have been doing for a while, but I got away from it. And a lot of that is due to the fact that in the relationship that I was in, it felt like my vision was not possible. So as I was kind of going through this process recently, I was looking at my old vision book and the pages that I had there and some of the pages that I threw away because I was like, oh, this is not possible for me. This is not going to happen in this situation. And I looked at these goals of mine that were literally in the trash. And I was like, why did I do that? Why did I do that? Take that out. Like, no, I actually still want to accomplish this. This actually still matters to me. So I took some time to think about like, what are the things that I actually want out of my life? And what am I actually trying to accomplish? And just redid my vision book with way more imagination and expansion, since I was not limited by somebody else's goals for me. I recommend that you do the same. A few episodes ago, I did a review on the book Atomic Habits, and that is a great book to read and to kind of use as fuel on how to build a system to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish in really doable, small, atomic steps. So I recommend reading that book. You can check out the episode, my book review on Atomic Habits for some more details on that. The point is, use your imagination to think about the life that you want for yourself going forward. And don't give yourself any limits. Give yourself permission to want whatever you want and come up with a plan for achieving that. One, it's a really great way to shift your energy and to focus on the future and to focus forward. But it's also just the truth. Your life isn't over. So what are you going to do with the rest of it? My second piece of advice, and this is going to be kind of in the same vein of using your time, but this is more so about using your time to play, like exploring hobbies, maybe hobbies that you used to have that you don't have anymore, that you got away from, or maybe even some new hobbies. I know for myself, I love to dance. Dancing is the like one time or the one thing that I can do on this planet that makes me feel like a whole entire person. And I haven't danced for about 3 years. So I decided, yeah, we're not doing that no more. And, you know, this is something that I'm doing regularly now. What about you? Is there something that you used to do that you got away from? Or maybe you have not ever had a hobby before. Maybe you're totally new to this. I'm going to give you a cheat code. I am in an intimate relationship with ChatGPT. I feel like he is my friend. I feel like he is my lover. I am somebody that, like, I love learning. I love information. I love to research. So anytime I want to know something, I need ideas on something, like, that's where I go. So if you have zero experience with hobbies, I would go on ChatGPT and be like, give me a list of 20 hobbies. Or, like, I like to cook and I like to be outside. Give me a list of 10 activities that I can do that incorporate those themes. Research it. If you don't know where to start, it's 2023. I'm sure you have some kind of device because you're listening to this podcast. Research it. Come up with a list of activities, things that maybe you're interested in trying, and just do it. Try it out. Maybe you love some things. Maybe you hate some things. Great. It's all a process of getting to know yourself and, like, dating yourself. Figure out who you are. And you do that by being alive, by experiencing things. My last piece of advice is to elevate your self-care. We all can probably do better with our self-care on a day-to-day basis in general, even when relationships are going great. But during this time, like, this is a huge transition, and you need to take care of your soul a little bit more tenderly than you probably have been doing. I feel like a lot of conversations around self-care come across a little ambiguous and esoteric even. So I'm going to be specific about what I mean here and actionable. I'm talking about going to bed early. If this is a time where you find yourself having less plans than you're used to on a Friday night, then go to sleep. Get more rest. Chances are your mind and body need it. That is a blessing. Your body will thank you for that. Self-care to me is getting more rest. It's eating better. It's, you know, working out or getting active. And self-care can be social self-care. Reconnecting with friends or relatives that you haven't seen, you haven't connected with, you haven't spent time with. Self-care might look like finally getting a therapist and talking to someone who can help you with your mental health and your emotional growth and starting to work on yourself and looking at the things that happened in your relationship as lessons and figuring out how to refine yourself and prepare yourself for your next chapter. So I want to leave you with some homework, some food for thought, some questions to ask yourself, and you can journal this if you want to, or just chew on it and think about it. If you're recently out of a relationship and you're not sure what your next steps are going to be, ask yourself these questions. What things did I enjoy before this relationship that I may have neglected during it? And how can I reintegrate those hobbies or interests or whatever into my life now? What values are most important to me? And how can I incorporate them more fully into my life? I love a value question. I, like, prepare to go deep on that one. And lastly, what are some areas of my life that I've been neglecting, like my physical health, social life, my spirituality, my mental health? How can I set goals and create a plan to improve these areas? And what does that plan look like? It's a process. You're going to have great days. You're going to have not so great days, but you're going to be okay. My friends, thank you for listening to another episode of Stress in the City. And if you're enjoying Stress in the City, I encourage you to follow wherever your pods are casted. But more importantly to me, if this was helpful or valuable to you at all, share it with someone you love. And I'll see you next time.